Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Psalm 37. Verse 23, simply state the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. For a few moments this morning, I want to talk to you from the subject, fruitful expectations. Fruitful expectations. David, in this psalm, lets God's people know that he will never abandon his own. And because of that, we have the confidence in knowing that God will never forsake his people. Our task as God's people is simply to trust the Lord. Do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. We are to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. We should commit our way to the Lord. Continue to trust in him, and he will act on our behalf. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light. In my house, we have a variety of appliances. The appliances that we have are vastly different. However, the one thing that they have in common is that they are all connected in some way to the same power source. When they are not connected to the power source, they cease to function. But when they are plugged in, they live up to the manufacturer's specifications. Understand on this morning that even though I am different from you and you are different from me, all of us have the potential for living up to God's specifications if we stay connected. In the midst of our grief, on today we must strive to be willing vessels. We must be willing to stay connected. We must be willing to be students of the Word of God. We must be willing to internalize the Word of God. We must strive our best to be living epistles and loving vessels to and for the glory of God. But we must stay connected. This lets us know that we have the potential to be what God saved us to be. And God has designed us for a specific purpose in our lives. See, in life, there are many hindrances. There are good times. There are troubling times. But through it all, we are to conduct ourselves with decency.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And in order.
Yes, sir.
So no matter how impossible life may seem, our steps should be ordered by the Lord. In the midst of our grief on today, our steps should be ordered by the Lord. In the midst of the difficulties of life, Our steps
yes.
should be ordered by the Lord, no matter how complex or simple our situations may be. Our steps are to be ordered by the Lord. When we look at the text, it is a quite simple and quite straightforward text. It simply says the steps or the way of a good person are ordered by the Lord. And the Lord takes delight in that way. See, the steps of a humble person who is an established person in Jesus Christ, see, their steps are made firm. They are planted evenly in Christ, and they are planted safely in Christ. Understand on today that God will never abandon his own. You have the confidence in knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. This outcome is totally orchestrated by God and God alone. So understand that God, he orchestrates the path. God orders the steps of his disciples. And know that your steps are made firm. They are planted evenly and they are planted safely. And God takes delight in your way. And understand in life, we are known by the way we take. We are known by the company that we keep.
All right.
And when we get to our final destination, no matter what it may be, you can't come back. So it behooves us to walk in a way that the Lord delights in. See, when we go through life, we must understand that God is simply in control. Not occasionally, but God is always in control. And as we walk this walk, and as we go along this way, we must trust in the Lord. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways, not some of our ways, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And as we strive to trust God, we are to do our best, to be our best, and to live our best. We are to strive to bloom where God has planted us. We are to be committed, and we are to be connected. And we must trust that God will work things out for our good.
Amen.
So on today, family, how do we have fruitful expectations in our time of grief? Number one, there must be an understanding of who God is.
Yeah.
And we must realize, no matter what, God is present.
Yeah.
He's ready to respond, and he's willing to act.
Yeah.
Number two, we must have a heart that is willing to fall in line with God's character.
Yeah.
We must have a desire to be Christ-centered and Christ-focused. Number three, last but not least, we must be connected and committed to the cause of Christ.
Yes.
That simply means for Christ I will live,
yes,
and for Christ I will die.
Yes.
See, understand on today, when we are sold out for the Savior, we are dedicated to the cause of Christ. When you are committed, you want to live right. When you are committed, you want to love right. When you are committed, you want to walk right. When you are committed, you want to pray a little bit harder. When you are committed, you want to walk in integrity. When you are committed, your yes will be yes, and your no will be no. When you are committed, you want to walk and be Christ-centered. When you are committed, you strive to be Christ-focused. I want you to know on today, you can be the best you can be because God's grace is sufficient in times of loss. God's grace is sufficient in times of despair. God's grace is sufficient when you are lonely. God's grace is sufficient. If you're hurt on today, guess what? God's grace is sufficient. When you're in the valley of the shadow of death, God's grace is sufficient. When your body is filled with pain, God's grace is still sufficient. Weeping may endure for a night, but God's grace is sufficient. And we know that joy, it comes in the morning, and God's grace is still sufficient. The songwriter says, my faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. So I came by here to let you know, family, that I'm praying for you. I'm in your corner, but simply strive to be connected and stay committed. And if I can leave you with this thought, you want to carry on your father's legacy. You want the same joy he had. So you got to stay connected and stay committed. Tell your neighbor, say, stay connected. Stay committed. When you encounter hard times, stay connected. Stay committed. When your body fails you, stay connected. Stay committed. When you cannot see your way through, simply stay connected. Stay committed. When you're weary and doing well, stay connected. Stay committed. If you feel like you can't endure till tomorrow, stay connected. Stay committed. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his words. See, it sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. I will lift him up because he first loved me. I will tell the good news because he first loved me. I will love my brothers and my sisters because he first loved me. I will strive to do better. I will sacrifice my time. I will sacrifice my talent. I will be what he called me to be because he first loved me. So how do we have fruitful expectations as a family in our time of grief? There must be an understanding of who God is. And we must realize, no matter what, God is present, ready to respond, and ready to act on your behalf. Number two, We must have a heart that is willing to fall in line with God's character. That means we have to understand God's character. So we must be students of his word. We must have a desire to be Christ-centered and Christ-focused. And last but not least, family, stay connected. Stay committed to the cause of Christ. Declare, for Christ I'll live, and for Christ I will die. Be encouraged, family. Let's give God some praise.